Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Death on the silver screen is clearly a common occurrence, but there are those movie deaths that happen so quickly that the actor in question hasn't even had a chance to be credited for their role. It is a strange phenomenon, and I just want to give a huge shout out and credit to this Reddit thread on Our Movies, which acted as the initial inspiration for this list. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movies where an actor dies before their opening credit. Number 10, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Brandon Williams, Halloween H2O. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is these days viewed as one of the finest actors on the planet, but back in 1998, it was a strange time in JGL's career. Still riding the success of Third Rock from the Sun, his early venture into feature films found him turning up in an extremely brief role in Halloween H2O. Along with Brandon Williams as Troy, JGL's Jimmy found himself falling foul of Michael Myers as H2O set out its stall. As that picture opens, we're reintroduced to Marion Chambers, a colleague of Sam Loomis's who had been seen previously in the first two Halloween films. With Loomis now dead, it's Marion who holds all the files on Laurie Strode, which here means her house has been invaded by Myers. Being the ever-helpful neighbors, Jimmy and Troy check Marion's house for any intruders, which results in the pair being offed by the shape before Halloween H2O's credits formally introduce us to Levitt or Williams. Number 9, Michael Stuhlbarg and Michael Pitt, Seven Psychopaths. Martin McDonagh's darkly comedic crime thriller Seven Psychopaths is a film that constantly asks questions of its audience. Well, question is maybe more of a fitting word than questions here, for this 2012 offering is essentially a movie within a movie, with the audience at times unsure whether they're watching the narrative of the actual movie itself or the movie within a movie's narrative. Still following? Hopefully so. This all happens due to Seven Psychopaths centering on screenwriter Marty Farina, as he looks to develop his own film, which is conveniently titled Seven Psychopaths. From there, McDonagh's self-aware picture delivers moments that you're not truly sure are part of Farinan's movie, or instead elements of the story of Marty Farinan in the actual 2012 release. One thing that is for sure, though, is that Michael Stuhlbarg and Michael Pitt play a couple of hitmen who were taken out in the first few minutes. Clearly not the most professional of assassins, this duo's guard is let down to the point that another killer is able to boldly walk up behind them and shoot them both in the back of the head. From there, the opening credits soon begin to roll. Number 8, Frank Vincent, Goodfellas. Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas, of course, has one of the all-time great openings, with that first minute or so perfectly setting the tone for what was to come from a movie that many say is the legendary director's finest hour. That opening sees Henry, Jimmy, and Tommy driving along when all of a sudden there's some rumbling from their trunk. Stopping to check out this racket, it's then that we realize that these three are storing a supposedly dead body. The only thing is, this body isn't quite as dead as our three lead characters were led to believe. The poor soul who's been covered up and stuck in the trunk here is Frank Vincent's Billy Batts, and Billy is not long for this world as he's stabbed and shot multiple times as Henry, Jimmy, and Tommy make shoot to finish off the job at hand. As Batts is finally killed off, that's when we get Ray Liotta's character uttering the iconic line of, "As far back as I remember, I always wanted to be a gangster," and then the opening credits hit. For Frank Vincent, he'd at least get some time to shine later on in Goodfellas as we'd come to find out exactly what Billy Batts had done to get himself whacked. Number 7, Miranda Baccarin, Deadpool 2. Given how the extended cut of Deadpool 2 goes a whopping 18 minutes before commencing its opening credit sequence, plenty happens before we get the sequel's glossy title sequence. Unfortunately for Miranda Baccarin's Vanessa Carlyle, though, one of the things that happens before the credits hit is her death. It was all going so well for Wade and Vanessa up until, well, it wasn't. With the Merc with the Mouth home after a day at the office, he and Vanessa decide to mark the anniversary by deciding to start a family. That is, until a stray target from one of Deadpool's jobs tracks him down to his apartment and inadvertently kills Vanessa. From there, there, audiences got a beautiful, poignant, humorous opening credit sequence that was accompanied by Celine Dion's ashes. Of course, the close of the picture would see the regenerating degenerate travel back in time to stop Vanessa's death from ever happening, so at least it kind of all worked out in the end. Kinda. Number 6, Christopher Plummer, Knives Out. Given how the entire plot of Knives Out is based around the mystery of who killed Christopher Plummer's Harlan Thrombey, the very nature of the picture dictated that Harlan had to bite the bullet at some point. The death was always going to be an early one, but most people likely didn't expect Thrombey's passing to come during the first 90 seconds of the picture. Following his 85th birthday party, the lifeless body of minted novelist Harlan Thrombey is found by his housekeeper, Fran. While the police write this off as a suicide, Daniel Craig's detective extraordinaire Benoit Blanc believes that the slit throat of Harlan means more than merely suicide, and thus Knives Out is off to the races with its whodunit tale. Twists and turns aplenty are the order of the day here, with a slew of candidates in the frame for the murder of Harlan as Blank gets to work with piecing together this missing donut hole. The only mild caveat here, of course, is that Knives Out actually uses a straight-up title card rather than an elaborate opening credit sequence. Number 5, Richard Dreyfuss, Piranha 3D. To this day, some people are still convinced that Richard Dreyfuss's character in Piranha 3D was an older version of his Matt Hooper role from Steven Spielberg's Jaws. While this old sea dog singing the same Spanish lady song that's so synonymous with Jaws clearly adds credence to this theory, Dreyfuss actually played someone dubbed Matt Boyd, a character who admittedly is a tribute to Hooper, but who is not actually Hooper himself. Either way, it was a whole bunch of fun to see Richard Dreyfuss doing his thing in Piranha 3D, even if that thing was particularly short run. In this loose remake of 1978's Piranha, Matt Boyd was used to establish the stakes that were on the table, with him being the first person killed off after a school of hungry piranhas emerged from a whirlpool. With Boyd's blood swirling in the water, it's only then that Piranha 3D's credits start up. And in a fun side note, Richard Dreyfuss only actually took on the Matt Boyd role after being offered a hefty payday, with him in turn donating said payday to charity after the shoot. Number 4, Michael Cassidy, Army of the Dead. As seems to be often the case with Zack Snyder films, Army of the Dead has been hugely splitting opinions since it landed on Netflix last month. Regardless of your thoughts on this latest Snyder effort though, one thing that's for sure is that poor Michael Cassidy is killed off before the opening credits even get within touching distance of starting. During the pre-credits here, the main plot of Army of the Dead is established as we see Cassidy's Sergeant Kelly heading up a military convoy carrying a prized package. After colliding with some distracted newlyweds, this cargo is revealed to be a zombie who then kills everyone in sight before heading off to infect Las Vegas. Army of the Dead undoubtedly has a fantastic opening, even if many may question the rest of the film, and Sergeant Kelly and his death/infection plays a huge part in letting audiences know just what they're in for. And interestingly, Cassidy also played Jimmy Olsen in Snyder's Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, a movie where he was likewise killed off in the desert during the opening few minutes. Number 3, Adrian King, Friday the 13th, Part 2. For Adrienne King's Alice Hardy, it was a grim demise that awaited her during the opening moments of 1981's Friday the 13th Part 2. The sole survivor of the original Friday the 13th picture, there Alice had decapitated a Pamela Voorhees who was intent on slaughtering the counselors of Camp Crystal Lake following the death of her son Jason. By the time of F13 Part 2 though, the believed dead Jason was all grown up and had his own revenge to seek. And for Alice, that meant she was on the receiving end of an ice pick through her noggin in the early goings-ons of the sequel. It was this death that gave audience is their first experience of the murderous side of Jason Voorhees, and it was Alice's actions at the end of the first Friday the 13th movie that provided the motivation and launching pad for that Jason character who would go on to become an icon of the horror genre. It's not all bad for King though, I mean hey, she got third billing despite only being in a few minutes. Number 2, Daniel Radcliffe, Swiss Army Man. Alright, so this one may be classed as a technicality, but Daniel Radcliffe's Manny was absolutely dead by the time the Harry Potter star's name appeared in Swiss Army Man's opening credits. Of course, Swiss Army Man is a film which features Radcliffe as a corpse washed up on an island to become the best friend of Paul Dano's suicidal Hank Thompson. Swiss Army Man is a bizarre, brilliant movie, and Manny remains dead for the entirety of this 2016 offering, even if his, undead farts can at times make this corpse seem alive and well. For those who have yet to check out Swiss Army Man, it is a moving story of a boy and his best friend. Like, genuinely, I'm not joking, it's just that this best friend happens to be dead and has such ass wind that you can ride him like a horse or a jet ski. Hey, every friendship has one. Number 1, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Watchmen. As Zack Snyder's Watchmen opens, we get to see an aged comedian brutally beaten in his own home. Battered from pillar to post by a mysterious assailant as Nat King Cole's unforgettable players, this all concludes with the comedian being hurled through a window and to his death. A quick camera freeze and the character's trademark badge is followed up by a shot of the comedian's body flat out on the ground below as a pool of blood begins to swarm the pavement. With that, the familiar beats of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin' starts up as Watchmen begins its highly impressive opening credits montage, showcasing to audiences the world that they're now entering. For Jeffrey Dean Morgan, his character was off-handedly before the actor's name got to grace the starting credits, although Morgan would still get plenty of time in the spotlight thanks to Watchmen's numerous flashbacks.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.